In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are a certain few who have been especially called and chosen by God. Abraham is one. Moses is one. St. Paul was especially singled out and chosen by God because he had a particular purpose for him, as he did for the others. Abraham to be the first one called. Moses called for a particular reason, and the same thing with Paul, as we've talked about before. So different from the rest of the apostles. But without Paul, we can't imagine the New Testament as it is. And so too was the Samaritan woman, especially and uniquely chosen to be the first one to proclaim Christ. The first one who knew who he was and what he meant to her and to the world and to all others. When she went into the city and proclaimed him, she was the first one. Even before the crucifixion, the resurrection, the women who came with the stone there, the apostles who didn't believe, even before all of that, the one who later on we know historically became Saint Fotini, the one who proclaimed who Christ was. The Messiah is come, we sang just the other night. Christ is come, the Lord is come, the Savior of our souls, she proclaimed. The one who is the eternal Son of God came and sat down at the well. And as we sang last night, the one who was himself the fountain of healing sat down at the well. And he asked the Samaritan woman, "Give me a drink." And if we think back just a few weeks, we remember another time when he asked for a drink. In two words, "I thirst." Words from the cross. And we think when we hear those words, well, of course, it's not hard to understand. This man is on the cross, suffering, and he needs something to drink, and yet he turns away what's given. Jesus Christ, God, thirsts. God himself thirsts. But it's not for the water of this world. It's for something that only we can give him. What would he thirst for? He who is able to offer us life itself, the only source of life. He who is the one that we thirst for, all that we thirst for, what would he thirst for? He thirsts that we would thirst for him. And on this particular day, Jesus Christ God sits down at the edge of the well, and he needs a drink. He needs someone to come to him. And he chooses Fotini. Now, this is a woman who has thirsted for God her whole life and not been able to find him. She has turned from one man to another, been married 5 times, and is now with the 6th. Reminds us of Mary of Egypt, insatiable. But Fotini is unique in so many ways. There is hardly anyone in the pages of the New Testament whose personality comes through as clearly as hers does. We sang last night that Eve was driven out of paradise by the guile and trickery of the serpent. And Eve is contrasted with Fotini. No one is getting over on this woman. She has been around the block. She understands things and grasps things very quickly, sizes up the situation, and knows exactly what she's dealing with. Jesus says to her, "If you knew who asked you for a drink, you would ask me, and I would have given you living water." Water that is alive in itself. The water of life that you don't have to keep coming back to. Your thirst never returns. We seek to reduce other human beings to things so that we can consume them as though they were food and water that might satisfy our desire. Those things that we thirst for in life will not satisfy us. We treat other human beings not as human beings, but as something that might satisfy what we need more than anything else. And so we walk for our lives isolated and alone. The only human being using men, using women, using others to try to satisfy our desires, as Fortini did, unsuccessfully. But Jesus has chosen her in particular. In their conversation, it reaches the point where he asks and she responds, "I know that Messiah is coming." And he simply tells her, "I am he." Who else has he spoken those words to? "I am the one. I am the Messiah." He has chosen her, just as God chose Moses and Abraham and St. Paul. He chooses this woman. Once she has heard this claim, she immediately knows that it's true, because he knows everything about her. He knows the person that she is. He has seen into her, seen her life. A woman like this, it would take that to convince her. "You don't know who I am," we often say to others. "I am invisible to you. You don't have access to me." And we hide in the fact that others can't know us. We take a kind of pleasure in it. But Christ cuts through all of that. He nails her, tells her exactly who she is. And she sees then immediately, because he has picked her, just like with St. Paul. He picks him, blows him away, knocks him down on the road, because he has chosen this person. And it's the same with Fortini. Tells her everything about herself, and she knows that what he's saying is true. He is the Messiah. He is the one who will satisfy all of her thirst for life. He is the one who will satisfy the thirst for life that all of us have. We know that, and yet we turn to the things of this world and destroy ourselves, lower ourselves by things that we turn to instead of God. The things of the world, even making things of other human beings, they're more interesting than most of the things of the world, after all, and it does something special for our egos to use someone else, to use the human form to satisfy our desire, rather than turning toward God. The Creator is not satisfied with simply having created the universe, the earth, and human beings. God desires to father us. Not simply to have us turn toward Him and call Him Father, but to father us, to have us have our life from Him, to walk through our lives following His wisdom, His goodness, His perfection, His beauty, and we turn away from Him. We have not yet experienced what it's like to be thirsty in the desert. Someone in the desert who is at the last extremity and about to collapse under the sun doesn't call out for but one thing: water. Doesn't call out Gatorade, Coca-Cola. We call out for water, that which will sustain life. We are called to turn away from the things of the world and turn to the source of life, God Himself, and we hear, but we don't do it. God is ready to father the rest of our lives, but we turn to the things of the world. No such confusion in the mind of Fotini. When the time came and she was called before the emperor, Nero, that madman, and he demanded that she sacrifice to idols, how she responded to him. "Oh, most immoral, evil, and stupid of men, do you think that I am so confused that I would betray Christ, only source of life, all that we thirst for, betray Christ and instead sacrifice to idols as blind as you. Nero could take her life, but he could not take away from her the eternal life that began for her when she met God himself at the well. God thirsts for something that only we can give him, that we would thirst for him. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.